Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, happy Thursday. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. That would be me. I'm Mark, right here down in the lower corner of your screen if you're watching on any of the socials this morning. We got Dan Buck in here. He's back. Thanks to Scott J. Gow for filling in yesterday. Thanks to both of them for filling in while Kim is home taking care of that new baby. Ethan Bright here as well. So we appreciate having you in. Dan, how are you?
I am good. Kind of like a Friday for you, though, because you're going to be off tomorrow.
Yeah.
And throwing me to the fire.
We appreciate that, my friend.
Yes, there you go.
I hate to do that to you, but we have a college visit to make.
Fun.
And we're going to try to squeeze that in during my daughter's fall break. Believe it's fall break already.
I didn't even know what a fall break was. Remember, you got Thanksgiving. That was
we didn't do that when we were young, did we? I don't know where this came from.
Break. Is that something seniors get, or does everybody get a fall
break? No, the entire school gets a fall break.
It's like 4 days?
Well, it's just they give you a Monday and a Friday.
Okay.
Friday and a Monday, I should say.
Well, that's not bad. Do teachers, too, get off?
I guess, yeah,
that's
I think
nice.
So.
All right, well, teachers getting a break is okay. Kids don't need a break,
you didn't
though.
Start to school until the middle of August, and here you are off already.
I mean, remember, we started all the time on Labor Day,
right?
And we never got a fall break. Christmas break was only like from Christmas, the day before Christmas, and then January 2nd you were back in.
Yeah.
Right? So you got about a week there. But
now it's two full weeks, just about. Yeah.
And Easter, depending on where it fell, you didn't always get the full week. Sometimes you only got like you got Good Friday and the weekend.
Uh-huh.
You know, spring break was always, 4 or 5 days for us maybe at the most?
It was a week.
Yeah, well, did you get a week. Full week?
Yeah.
Okay. But I played baseball, so we never got off. Everybody else would be traveling, and I was on the baseball team, and of course we played mostly through our spring break. So
that led to a lot of bad feelings. Can I just tell you that? Because I remember specifically my buddy telling me that he couldn't go with us on spring break, and he was so mad at the coach. But the coach told him, like, even if you aren't here next week, you're off the team. So
yeah, you're staying,
and you know, and I guess I could understand if you've committed to the team, you need to be there. So, but they ought to warn you before the season starts, don't you think?
Yeah, the only great part I ever got was in college. The only spring break I ever got to enjoy was in college. I was a red shirt.
Yeah.
I had a red shirt year when I transferred from an NAI to SIU Edwardsville. And I had to sit out a year. Well, the team went, and red shirts don't go on the away trips. They went on a spring swing. I actually got to go to Daytona Beach.
Nice.
As a college kid, it was awesome. It was the
those
only,
were the days, man.
Oh,
Daytona was a lot different back then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Than it is these days, for sure. So looking at the weekend here coming up, it looks like a pretty decent couple of days today and tomorrow. And then Saturday, it's going to be a rain out. And, Dan, you won't remember this probably, but the last time they had one of these No Kings protests, it was my burning desire to go down there and walk down the line of these people and just with my Trump shirt on and listen to them you know, yell at me and cuss at me and try to engage with a couple of them. Like, I don't need to get in a fight with you. What is it you're so mad about? What about reducing crime and taxes and the size of government irritates you so badly? What about world peace that irritates you so badly? What is it that you dislike so much about what's going on? You want to go have those conversations. But I drive down there. I've got my my Trump 2024 flag flying off the side of my car, and it was pouring rain that day. I'll never forget that. I got down there on Manchester Road near Weidman, and I thought to myself, I am not going to get out of the car and get soaking wet just to engage with this bunch of idiots. So I didn't do it. And then, of course, that was the last No Kings
thing. Did the idiots show up?
Oh, there were plenty of them out there in their rain gear, holding their flags, trying to screw up traffic, basically. And Saturday's going to be a repeat of that.
That's great.
They're all going to show up at all these protests across the country. And in the middle of the country, from Springfield, Missouri, all the way up through Southern Illinois and Central Illinois, there's a huge front moving through here Saturday that there's like an 80% chance of rain and a decent chance of thunderstorms.
And it looks like it's like an all-day thing, too.
Yeah.
It doesn't like move through like some fronts do.
And breaks my heart.
You're done in an hour. This is supposed to be like a six-hour
soaking rain.
Yeah,
maybe you should just consider that maybe a higher power is trying to send you a message here. This is the second time you've done this nonsense, and the second time you're going to get soaked like a rag doll while you're out there.
Well,
just so you know.
To your point, what is it exactly do they think? And then they go, oh, it's the authoritarian. I'm like, really? Authoritarian? Really? Walk me through that. Like, what new law has he brought on? Right? He's enforcing existing laws, but what exactly has this tyrant of your, you know, of your imagination done that makes him appear to be a king?
I don't know.
Or an authoritarian? Oh, because he did executive orders? Oh, you mean Obama, who did 200 executive orders in his second term? I mean, come on. You know, I mean, and his executive orders in many cases are just kind of like common sense. Women shouldn't, you know, have to compete against
men.
Well,
that
in
irritates
sports.
Them too, because they don't support women as much as they've always claimed to support women.
Yeah.
They want the ERA amendment passed, but they don't support because they can't tell you what a woman is. So that's at the end of the day, they don't support women. I have to tell you, Stephen Miller is one of my favorite characters in the Trump administration.
Oh, he's great.
Because he just slices and dices him on this. Yesterday, he went after J.B. Pritzker, and it was absolutely classic.
Epic.
Did you see it?
I did. Oh, my
gosh. Oh, my God. Listen to what he said last night about J.B. Pritzker, because it's the same question we've been asking for a while. When I've suggested your response to them should be, what's your number? Like, how many people being murdered every year is okay with you?
Right.
Because it should be zero. But what is it for you? Listen to what Miller had to say last night on Sean Hannity's show.
Well, I mean, he's a fool and he's a moron, but also, most importantly, Sean, he hates America. And let's just be honest about it. You can't love your country and then fight President Trump to keep murderers murdering. Just think about that for a second. President Trump is saying, let us work with you, with the FBI, with ICE, with ATF, with DEA, with the National Guard, to stop the murdering in your city. And Pritzker is saying he wants to protect the murderers, the people that are shooting dozens and dozens of people every single week. Chicago is more dangerous than Baghdad. It's more dangerous than Mexico City. So shame on Pritzker, and God bless President Trump for fighting for the citizens of this country, Sean.
Yeah, beautiful. Just beautiful. And it's not an original thought. We're all like, what are you defending? But I love the fact that he got to get on a national platform and point that out. And, you know, it sticks in the craw. Can anything stick in Pritzker's craw? Is that a thing?
I don't know if that's a thing.
I just don't know. All right.
I don't know if you could find his craw.
I've run over again. Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
Are we in for a sustained trade war with China?
Well, you're in one now. Look, we have 100% tariff. If we didn't have tariffs, we would be exposed as being a nothing. We would have no defense.
Yeah, I would agree with that, and it's a tool that needs to be in the president's toolbox. When they had the debate over this in the United States Supreme Court, President Trump has announced he will be there in the audience listening. That's unprecedented, but he's breaking a lot of these barriers, and I'm glad to see it.
Well, some people have actually said I was the most qualified candidate ever to run for president.
Who, please tell me, whoever said you were the, I'll bet you Hillary Clinton threw a lamp at her TV when those words came out of Kamala Harris's mouth yesterday. Can you imagine?
I mean, in vanity.
They want to give, who knows, billions of tax dollar paid money to illegals. They want to put illegals on health care. It can't get more mixed up than that. And then they wonder why, in case after case, in election after election, they just keep losing.
Yep. Josh Hawley last night talking about the insanity of this continued shutdown. Here we are in day 16.
I'm going to do exactly what Charlie did. I'm going to, my plan is to, you know, give a little speech, talk a little bit about the issues of the day, but turn most of it over to just do Q&A with the audience. I actually want to hear from these kids. I want to answer questions from them. I want to do what Charlie did.
Yeah, you go, J.D. Vance. Glad to hear that he's going to show up to an event there with Erica Kirk to represent Charlie. Good for him. You have to have that dialogue. That's why I just wanted to go have some dialogue with those No Kings protesters. You have to have dialogue. And here I've got Scoot on the Facebook page this morning accusing me of wanting to clamp down on the First Amendment. You know what? If you're dumb enough to go stand in the rain for 4 hours on Saturday, God bless you, as they'd say in the South. God bless you.
And wait a minute, Scooter. What exactly did Mark say they didn't have the right to protest?
Protest is our right in America. I have no problem with you protesting.
Said
but I can challenge you on your beliefs.
But that just shows, you know, I mean, some liberals love to hear what they want to hear, right? They hear things differently than what the truth really was. You never once this morning said these people did not have the right to go out and protest. You just said you'd like to go down and talk to them and engage with them.
Yeah.
And,
I know.
Right? I mean, hey, more power to you. You want to go stand in the rain, knock yourself out.
Knock yourself out and go complain about some non-existent king. Please, 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 please. And you'll have the government shutdown to complain about as well. The Schumer shutdown continues.
America's waking up. They are not buying this anymore.
I think you're right.
I really do.
I think too.
I think there's a ton of liberals who are saying enough is enough. You guys are so TDS-driven. Now, keep in mind, there's a lot of liberals with TDS.
That's true.
Right? But I think a lot are waking up. I really do.
We're a long way from the midterm, but I really have a feeling that is not going to go the way Chucky and Hakeem are thinking. All right.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. powered by Auto Intelligence.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Quick break here. All right, you know, I often tell my boss, Dan, I tell Steve more. Here's the deal. I am not only a host on this radio station, I'm a P1 for this radio station, right? It's my primary, it's on my radio all the time, unless for some reason I've got some reason to switch over to listen to a football game that's not on our frequency or something like that. I'm almost always listening.
Uh-huh.
So yesterday I'm driving around. I've got to get my mom from the hospital to a skilled nursing rehab unit, and I'm driving along. I'm doing just fine, except I find that I'm just a little bit hungry. And then Sue's News comes on, the Mark Reardon Show.
Okay.
And they start playing this song because of what yesterday happened to be. Listen to this.
If you've heard of Wisconsin, you've heard of our cheese. Cheese tasting so good, it's sure to please. I can't say enough because it's really good stuff. Wisconsin cheese, may I have some, please?
So yesterday was apparently National Cheese Curd Day.
Oh. Very important day.
Sue Thomas, she's talking about this with Reardon, who, of course, spent time in Wisconsin, and he's a big cheese curd fan, although he couldn't describe
good.
To you what cheese curds
no.
were.
No, he could
that
not.
Surprised me a little bit, because I've been to Wisconsin a few times, and in every store you walk into,
yes.
when you cross the border in Wisconsin, there's spotted cow beer, and there's cheese curds.
Yep.
Some of them are deep fried. Some of them you can just get in a little vacuum sealed package that you can open up and eat.
Yeah, I can't do those. The fried. Yes.
Oh, they're killer. So, and doesn't Culver's have them?
Well, they do.
Yes.
To my
yes.
point here, so they mentioned that, right? So I'm driving around. I've got mom, and mom says, I'm kind of hungry. Well, right next to her place where she lives now, there's a DQ.
Okay.
And I said, let me pull through the DQ here. I wasn't thinking about the cheese curds at the moment, but I pulled through the DQ to get her a chicken sandwich, and I look on the menu, and lo and behold, they have cheese curds at DQ. I knew they had them at Culver's. I didn't remember that they had them at DQ.
Never knew
so
that either.
Got myself a box of those and snapped a picture and sent it to Sue and said, you have inspired me to get fat today, because God knows what the calorie count was in that little box of cheese curds.
Well,
I just can't imagine.
The radio advertising works, doesn't
see,
it?
Even I'm though, telling you.
No, I'm telling you. Because especially on the drive home, if you just talk about anything that's edible, I'm liable to pull over and get it. So
see,
I get it.
In the morning, we talk about food, but nothing's open. So yeah. that's,
that's
more
much
of a,
safer.
That's more of a problem.
How were they, by the way?
They were delicious.
Were they?
Like, I didn't know
there.
What to expect from DQ, but quite honestly, I've been there a few times and grabbed a chicken sandwich for mom or a burger because she's right next door. And their food is surprisingly good. Well, it was better than I expected, because I usually think of them for an ice cream.
Yeah. Exactly. First of all, the fact that you pulled over to get those was hilarious, so thank you for sending that. And second of all, that song is so ridiculous, I don't know that that would inspire anything, but just talking about it makes you go, ooh, dang it, that sounds good.
To think that they actually put out a song about this.
Right.
Listen.
Ellsworth is the cheese curd capital. Ellsworth. 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 is the cheese curd capital, of the world.
No.
Right? It's really so, deep lyrics.
So credit, full credit to the Mark Reardon Show for having that gem of a song that
I'm
going to
be singing that
steal
all day
this
in my
morning.
Head.
Cheese curds.
Oh. Ellsworth? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, and where exactly is Ellsworth?
I have no idea.
Look
no
it
idea?
Up on a map. No, no.
Because my brother lives in Kenosha. I go up there. I would like to stop at the cheese capital of the cheese curd capital of the world.
I used to, just a side note, I used to have relatives. I still have relatives that live in Wisconsin. But they used to run the largest domestic maple syrup production factory in the country, just outside of Wausau, and not far from Wausau.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Ellsworth appears to be, Dan, a little bit east and south of Minneapolis.
Ah.
So it's pretty far up there.
Oh, it's the western part of the state.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, Sue, thank you.
Oh, yes.
All right, back with Dan's segment, Buck Don't Give a Bleep, right after this.
Buck Don't Give a Bleep.
Well, it is Thankful Thursday, and I also missed yesterday, so I didn't get my Warrior Woman Wednesday segment in. So this one, like, kills both of those stones. All right? This one is...
both of those birds, you mean, with one stone?
That's what I said.
Oh, yeah.
It kills both those birds with one stone. That's what I meant. I'm so grateful that there are moms out there fighting the good fight. Whether it be at school board meetings, whether it be just bold enough, because you know they catch flack, you know, when they're out there on social media and they're promoting Christian conservative values, they are getting, you know, people are unfollowing them. But there just seems like since Charlie Kirk, more and more women are showing up on my feed, just getting after it and having fun.
It.
This woman, I love her, man. She has bold beliefs, a conservative conviction. I want to honor her. Name is Roxanne. You're going to find her on Facebook at Roxanne Unwoke Woman. Or I'm sorry, Unwoke Mom. Roxanne Unwoke Mom. And she is talking about the shutdown and the left's refusal to pay our military during the shutdown. Threatening the president actually with a lawsuit if he tries to pay the military while, oh, by the way, all the congressmen are still being paid.
What's wrong with these people?
That's right. Here's Roxanne. The Roxanne Unwoke Mom.
I'm not arguing with you guys because this is no longer a shutdown. This is a hostage situation. Wait, they want to sue him for paying military members during a government shutdown. Every Democrat and liberal out there, why the f*** do you guys stand by this?
She does
so
cuss.
They're out here fighting for health care for illegal immigrants, but they want to sue the Trump administration for paying for military members' salaries during a shutdown. No, you know what? This isn't a shutdown. This is a hostage situation because give us what we want or else. Shouldn't it be America first? Shouldn't we be worried about paying our military members, the ones who are out there keeping us safe? But no. They want to make sure that military members don't get paid. They are asking, well, where's all this random money from the tariffs coming from to keep the Women and Infant Children's Program open? So wait a minute. You mean to tell me that you guys knew exactly what was going on, you knew exactly how much money was there, and yet you just want to make sure that that gets allocated to illegal immigrants, but for what? Oh, I think we all know. You guys are losing voters by the day. Every single thing that comes out, like, I don't know, peace in the Middle East, that he is solving for you guys are losing voters. You are losing people on your side, and now you're desperate that you have to go and create voters.
Wow. Love her. She nails it every day, too.
Absolutely.
Always, she's always current, too. Whatever's the topic of the day, she's on it. She does post about daily, at least 5-6 times a week. She's only got 12,000, which is surprising, 12,000 visitors on Facebook. But her real platform where she's having just a ton of success, over 260,000 people following her on TikTok.
TikTok,
yes.
The Chinese own TikTok.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
well,
not for long.
Soon to be American owned. That's right. But anyway, you can find her on TikTok, I believe. Let me get her handle over there. I think it's on that Facebook post that I just had. I lost it. I'll get you that. But she is on, if you put it, I think it's Rox, R-O-X, in real time. So Rox in real time is where you'll find her on TikTok.
Oh, I love that she's calling them out for their lies. It is a hostage situation.
It is.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. And the hostage that they're using is illegal immigrants.
And the American people are being held hostage as well, I think.
But they're trying to defend putting $400 billion into a health care program to pay for illegals through unreimbursed care.
So being talk about being out of touch, it never surprised me. Of course, CNN knows who their audience is. They held a town hall last night with Bernie Sanders and AOC sitting side by side and bouncing off each other, talking about wanting free health care and free college for everyone. And yeah, I mean, just complete and utter nonsense spews out of that woman's mouth and Bernie Sanders' mouth as well.
Yeah.
Whenever he opens it.
Did you see Mondami yesterday on Fox News?
I grabbed one of the bites, I think.
Yeah, we'll be hearing from him this morning on some of Mark's segments. But same thing. I mean, he's got all these promises, all these things, and all he's going to do is he's only going to increase the taxes of 2% on millionaires.
On millionaire white people.
Only
on millionaire white people, he said.
But only 2%. Are you kidding me? The dude's got over almost $1 trillion of spending planned, and he thinks 2%? Of millionaires, and oh, by the way, most of those millionaires are going to pack it up and leave. So
of
then
course they are.
So if people just use common sense, well, then how are we going to pay for this? They're taxing you. He's going to put a tax on everything. He's going to have taxes galore. We're going to go from a 38% income tax in New York to about 60%, 70%. They're going to own you in New York if you live there because they're going to have to pay for all these socialist programs.
What these young people fail to understand is the reason socialism fails everywhere it's tried is that you can't punish people for success. That's what they try to do.
Yep.
It's the green envy monster to punish people for success. Now, I just wanted to play this. I want to hijack your segment.
No, that's fine.
But Bernie Sanders last night got schooled by a guy in the audience. When he asked him, how do you feel about Chuck Schumer's shutdown? And of course, Bernie had his answer prepared. Well, you know, these Republicans don't want to negotiate. Listen to this. Hold on here. Of course, what did Mark do? What do you think? If you had to lay odds on what happened there, what do you think happened? I did not have my computer audio turned up because I didn't want something to play wrong. Here we go.
Yes. Thank you for your time, Senator. How do you think this shutdown reflects on Chuck Schumer's leadership?
It's okay to give a... Well, how do you feel? You tell me. Think it's a good idea to give $1 trillion in tax breaks to the richest people in the country and then make massive cuts to health care for working class people?
I think Chuck Schumer has voted for continuing resolutions 13 times in the last 4 years, and he has the opportunity to vote for one again, but he's refusing to come to the table.
Well, I think, look, as I have said, there are 53 Republicans in the Senate, correct?
Yes.
They need 60. What does that mean? It means you have to talk to the other side.
This hypocrite was one of the loudest voices in every government shutdown when he thought he could blame Republicans and they offered a clean CR and the Republicans didn't vote for it. And now the Republicans need to negotiate.
That's right.
No, they don't.
When they were in the majority, they never negotiated. They would ignore anything that came from the Republicans. Ignore.
I tell you, it's easier. I saw a meme the other day. It's easier to negotiate with Hamas than it is the Democrats. But the dangerous precedent that you've set there by negotiating with the terrorists of October 7th who took hostages and murdered all those people is that terrorists now expect to be negotiated with. And
of
that's
course.
What's going on
yep.
in the Senate.
Exactly.
That we're not going to bring our toys until you give us exactly what we want.
And if we cave, they'll keep doing it.
Thank you.
That's right.
You got it. They got to draw the line somewhere, and I really hope that they do.
Yeah, and we'll see. I mean, my date's coming up. I said
tomorrow.
This, I did. Yeah, tomorrow. It would have to be resolved. Actually, I said 17th, which is a Saturday. So it would have to be resolved by Friday in order to get it done. Because you know they're not working over the weekend.
Tomorrow's the 17th.
Oh, it is. That's right. Tomorrow's my deadline.
Tomorrow's
my deadline.
I
forecasted on the 1st of October this thing would go 17 days.
You did.
And the vote yesterday went nowhere. So I'm guessing that if they have another vote tomorrow, it's more a show just that the Democrats refuse to wane. And what's up with Marjorie Taylor Greene? She seems to be.
No, I listened to a little bit of that story about her this morning.
And that she is maybe waffling and may pull her support.
Of what? For what?
For the shutdown.
Oh, my.
And basically,
what matters?
Wants
she's in the
to
house.
Cower. Well, I know. Matter? But she's being pretty vocal. I just don't get her sometimes. I'm just like, I like her. She's outspoken. But just lately, she's been like kind of weird.
That's what her ex-husband said.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying. I interviewed her on the day that her divorce was final. Do you know that?
No.
I was at the immigration conference in Washington, D.C., hold their feet to the fire a couple years ago.
How'd you know that was the day of her divorce? That came up in your interview?
Carl Middleman found it out. Like, I don't know. How does Carl know anything? So we're there. We have her scheduled. We didn't have her scheduled, I should say. And she shows up at the booth next door, and the guy had his show had ended. And she's like, but you had me scheduled. And he goes, well, you were running late. I'm sorry. The show's over now. Well, I'm sitting there with the segment in front of me, and I'm like, Congresswoman, come over here. So she steps across the aisle, sits down in my booth, and we did an interview.
Wow.
And Carl later told me that was the day her divorce was finalized, was that day that she did that. So
and that's why she was in such a good mood and sitting down with anybody who wanted to talk to her.
She was happy to talk to me there.
There you go.
For sure. All right, quick break here. Speaking of crazy ladies, you got to hear more from AOC at this town hall last night. We'll get to that when we
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Come back.
When they talk about Republicans and their success online, they have been successful because they have also been very clear, especially digitally, about what they believe. And they are able to radicalize and target and exploit a generation of young boys, in particular, away from healthy masculinity and into an insecure masculinity that requires the domination of others who are poorer, browner, darker, or a different gender than them.
What is she talking about?
I don't know. She's bat crap crazy is what she is, honestly. Listening to that last night, I would
exactly
hate to suggest you watch CNN.
Yeah, but who exactly was she going after on that? Was it like a Proud
Republicans? Republicans.
Oh,
so the question was
me.
About how did Democrats win the digital war? Like, in other words, how can you
sell your policies?
Bernie Sanders believes. Yeah. All the major platforms now, Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, all these are
pro-Trump, and they're going to use this to brainwash the American people, according to Bernie Sanders. So that was the gist of the question. And then they went to her and asked, Bernie Sanders said, ask her. She knows more about the digital stuff than I do. And she's like, oh, the Republicans are using it to brainwash men. You need to listen to the entire bite. I'm going to let you play it. But she claims Republicans are using digital media to brainwash everyone against lesbians and gays, and she's warped is what she is.
Genuine masculinity is a threat to them. They know they've lost. They have lost real men in America.
So they have to call that toxic.
Right. Well, you know, real men, masculine men, don't buy into the whole gender crap, right?
Right.
So that's okay to promote that through the digital platform, the transgender ideology, and brainwash kids that they're not really what they were born to be. But if a man wants to be a man, loves to hunt, loves to fish, loves to play sports, loves to be a father, loves to coach, loves to do the things that men love to do, somehow that's toxic to them.
Listen,
that's bad for America.
Just listen to the mental illness at work here from her. Listen.
When they talk about Republicans and their success online, they have been successful because they have also been very clear, especially digitally, about what they believe, that women are inferior, they do not deserve equal rights, that they believe that LGBTQ Americans are subhuman, that they believe and are circulating disgusting racial and white supremacist messaging that they are able to get away with digitally and online. And they are able to radicalize and target and exploit a generation of young boys, in particular, away from healthy masculinity and into an insecure masculinity that requires the domination of others who are poorer, browner, darker, or a different gender than them. And that is why they are resonating online, because they are appealing to the most basest and worst parts of human nature to divide us.
Oh, I don't even know where to start. I mean, she is basically saying that being a man, being masculine, is evil. That is basically what she's saying.
She's saying if you don't believe in her worldview, you are racist and toxic in your masculinity.
And if you don't play the make-believe game with the transgender people, you then are...
You're the problem.
You're the problem, right? Because we don't want to play the make-believe game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I know you're dressed like a rabbit, but I don't believe you are a rabbit. But I'm toxic for thinking that.
If you're on the left, folks, that's what you're buying.
Thank you.
That woman is what you're buying because she's the future of the party. Wow. Just
Operation Let Them Speak is in full force on CNN last night.
Senator Kennedy would say. That's great.
Yes, indeed. All right, quick break. We've got Brett Baer from Fox News in the next hour. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate.
With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.